This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you, Vicki. Who do we have present? Do we have a quorum?
We do have a quorum. We have Commissioner Jacobson, Commissioner DeCaro, Commissioner Parrish, and yourself, Chairman Nielsen.
And Steve Bacon as well.
Oh, and Commissioner Bacon, thank you.
Okay, good. Well, that's great. Thank you all for joining this call for the special commission meeting. Inasmuch as we do have a quorum, I'm going to call the meeting of the Department of Alcohol Beverage Control Commission, a special commission meeting, which has been duly noticed for today, Monday, July 15th at 2 p.m. Present members of the commission who are here are Commissioners Jacobson, DeCaro, Parrish, Nielsen, and Bateman. So we do have a quorum. Could we have those others who are present or on the telephone identify themselves, please?
Ruth Ann Oki-Frost, Division Director for Licensing and Compliance.
Jeff Butner, AG's office representing DABC.
Anyone else?
On behalf of Avant Groove and Button Down.
John Vecchi on behalf of Avant Groove and Button Down.
And Terry Wood of Communications, DABC.
Okay, very good. Anyone else? And Vicki is there?
Yeah.
All right, the meeting has been called today for an update on an order to show cause that was discussed at our last commission meeting. It has to do with the matter involving Avant Groove. And as I recall, the matter before us today has to do with the managerial issues. Ruth Ann, could you sort of bring us up to speed and set the stage for this so that we can have, I think the meeting is intended to be of limited scope in terms of what we're going to be talking about. So if you could just bring us up to speed. And once Ruth Ann has done that, we'd like to hear from the representatives from Avant Groove. So please go ahead, Ruth Ann.
The issue was that we had gotten reports of Button Down having other managers that we didn't know about, and there was an order to show cause for that. And then we did get the fingerprints for those background checks that came in, but it was just shortly before the commission meeting, so we had no results there. And we still don't, but we have.
Did you just confirm that she has?
Oh, good.
Well.
Could I finish? Would that be okay?
Sure.
Thank you. So we entered into a stipulation, and the stipulation is as follows. One, Button Down will have one manager, Samisi Watu, because he's passed his background check and taken the training, and then there can be two additional managers after they have passed background checks and completed manager training. So apparently there's an update I need to go talk to Corey about. Three, Button Down may not change or add managers without notifying the DABC and complying with the requirement of a background check and manager training before becoming a manager. Four, Button Down will post the name, picture, and title of its managers in a place where employees will be put on notice as to who is in charge of the bar and where police officers can easily see which employees have management responsibilities. Five, Mr. Hughley acknowledges that the Alcoholic Beverage Control Commission is not bound to follow the recommendation of the DABC. Six, Mr. Hughley agrees to withdraw his motions dated July 1 and July 2 and accompanying declarations upon a lifting of the suspension. And after that stipulation, the department feels confident that the management issue is more straightened out and more clear. And so our recommendation is to lift the suspension at this time and hear potentially like an update from these folks at the next commission meeting about how things are going.
Thank you. In some of the discussions I have had with various commissioners, I think there is still some confusion regarding the entities we're dealing with here, the relationship between Button Down, Avant Groove, and Button Up. Could you just quickly tell us what these entities are and how they're related to each other and how that might relate to the issue before us?
Yeah. So T&J Jazz Holdings is an LLC that the department licensed, and they had a DBA of Avant Groove. And then they sort of rebranded, rebranded as to button down and button up. And then there was a sort of division or split, I suppose you would say, which I think is still being sorted through the court system, a dispute as to how that is going. But there is a different legal entity that was licensed as button up by the division. And so the license we have here is the license under T&J Jazz Holdings, which is now doing business as button down.
Okay. And the entity we're dealing with respect to this manager issue is which entity?
T&J.
Okay. All right. Having heard that explanation and having heard the recommendation of the staff, I will open it to any commission member who might have any issues or questions regarding this issue.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
This is Tom Jacobson. I wonder if we should hear first from the respondents in this case, if they have anything they want to tell us before we ask any questions.
That's appropriate. Thank you. Yes, go ahead, Mr. Hugely, and anyone else want to make any clarifying statements or response to Ruth Ann's explanation?
Part of it is, have you seen our motion to reconsider that was filed? I don't know if you guys have, because I don't want to be too duplicative of what's in there.
I think we've seen it, but please go ahead if you want to add anything.
We had had, prior to the meeting in May, when the license was suspended in April and then was given back in May. And prior to that meeting, we talked about having Jake Torres be a manager for us, but he resigned. And then a week or so after we were back open, he agreed to come back and work just on a, like, daily basis, and he did that for 2 weeks. And at the time, we assumed that he would go get his background check, which he never did, and he didn't complete working for us. So he didn't work for us for 30 days. The other managers we had, we got into the training as quickly as we could. The first one was full. We were able to get some EC in there. We went and had managers who, to make sure that we complied, anybody that we thought even was close to a manager, we had do it. And it doesn't even appear that two of them are even required to, but we did it anyway. And then we had, I have 7 emails where I tried to get an appointment to get the fingerprints done here at the DABC. And I'm not super familiar with doing that. And so when I learned that we could get the, it wasn't until the day before the hearing that we were told that we could do it somewhere else. So that day I did mine. The next morning, 2 of ours did them. And the next day, the only other manager left, who wasn't even required to do it, went to BCI. They were open because he works another job, but it was too late. So he submitted his on Wednesday. And my understanding is that, Jay Clark, they couldn't find his name, but all of the other managers had passed the background check that we've submitted.
Okay.
And the gentleman.
Go ahead.
And the other thing I would say is, man, we really keep in contact well with Stephanie if there's any issues. I mean, I think I probably drive her crazy about calling in or letting her know about what's doing, I don't know how to stress more that we really, really try to be in compliance. I mean, it's not being in compliance isn't an option there. It might appear differently, but it absolutely is not an option to not follow the rules.
Okay. Ruth Ann, do you have any comments?
Nope.
That's Stephanie. Okay. All right, Commission members, you've heard the explanation. You've heard the recommendation. Do we have any questions or issues with respect to this matter?
This is Stan. I have a couple. What is the relationship between button down and button up? And will the permit be in button down?
So there's button up are a couple of is Ross Easthope worked for button down? And he went and started that on his own, and I don't understand, but we certainly don't have any relationship with them. We don't have any ties other than we're trying to get some of our property back that they've taken and some of our money that they clearly improperly took. And so there's certainly no relationship. They have a building next to ours that we still currently have the lease on. And so the there's no relationship between us. That there's just, I don't know how to say that other than some, and Ross used to be a, used to be an employee at Button Down and started Button Up and somehow has been able to take that over.
Yeah, this is John Beck. And just to reiterate to your other question, yes, this is relative simply to the DABC license for TNGA Jazz Holdings with the DBA, which is now Button Down, right? Mm-hmm. Not Button Up. That's totally separate. And I think you guys are
really go ahead, Stan. I'm sorry.
I'm through, Tom.
Okay. Well, I've got several questions, but I guess one of the things that just came up, I didn't realize. So Button Down Group is claiming that you still have a lease on the Button Up Group. Is that on the Button Up space? Is that correct?
There's the absolutely. The name, the lease was in the name. It's not 100% clear, but the lease, the tenant listed on the lease for Button Up's place is in TNJ, and my understanding is that they, without notifying us, or just gave them a new lease under Button Up Bar. I don't know. One in the lease at the bottom, they had it in the bottom of TNJ and Button Up Bar LLC.
Well, okay. The only thing I've got is I know that there originally was a lease of certain space to TNJ.
Correct.
TNJ fell behind on its TNJ fell behind on its rent, and then and the landlord was I believe either was about to evict or the lease was terminated. Then there was a reinstatement of the lease, and that was that lease reinstated in writing as to the whole space of that's now occupied by both Button Up and Button Down.
No, it doesn't have anything to do with Button Down. And part of that is they didn't provide any notice to us, and I don't think the lease actually was behind us. I don't know.
Well, I think one of the management issues here that needs to be clarified at some point in time is whether or not who's got a valid lease and you know what the leasing situation is.
There's no question about our property that we have a valid lease on it. There's absolutely no question about it. On our portion, it's a ten-year lease that's into 2 or 3 years. The lease next door terminates in August, and I don't know if they've been able to get a permanent one since then. I haven't seen those yet. But the lease that was there, that they're in, is a mess. But that doesn't have anything to do with the space that we're asking to have that we have our license for.
Well, I understand you have a lease. What you're telling me is you've got a lease for the whole space. It's occupied by both Button Up and Button Down.
Let me try to clarify. There are two separate leases. One of them is in for where Button Down is, and there's no question that that lease has not been. There's no question that lease has not been terminated, and it's still ours. There are serious issues about the one next door that Button Up is in.
Did you guys ever? Yeah.
Go ahead, Tom. Finish up.
Well, I'm just interested in seeing if there's what the lease issue is here, because I don't know if there's been any release of any space, and then that presents some other issues. But I just wanted to get clarification on that because I have some other questions here.
Yeah, so again, on the lease, I executed the lease under TNJ Jazz Holdings for Avant Groove for that space, which is not buttoned down. That lease has not been terminated. Absolutely not. Absolutely in good standing. So that lease is there, totally covering us. It's a 10-year lease. Everything's completely fine on that lease. What happened is Ross Easthope went to the tenants, or went to the landlords, and created a new lease for Button Up, put it in my corporation's name without me knowing. And he created a second lease for Button Up under TNJ Jazz Holdings. So when Dustin refers to the problem with that lease, it's that it actually was executed under my corporation, our corporation, right? So we're dealing with that, but it's very separate. We have to work through that. It has It doesn't obviate in any way the standing of the lease for Button Down under T&J Jazz Holdings, which has always been very solid. It absolutely has not been terminated, and it's in no risk whatsoever.
Okay. Mr. Vici, let me ask you this also. I've also got a copy of a lawsuit here wherein you're a defendant in that lawsuit. It's a lawsuit brought by Button Down Holdings, LLC versus John Vici, Avant Groove, T&J Holdings, Inc. Are you familiar with that?
We both are very familiar with it.
All right. Well, Mr. Vici, in that, now, Mr. Ugly, in that lawsuit, you're representing a company called Button Down Holdings, correct?
I certainly am, yes.
And you're adverse to Mr. Vici, correct?
No, I'm not.
Sir, you're not representing Mr. Vici in that lawsuit, are you?
It's not what I said. You asked if we were adverse. We've settled our issues in that lawsuit.
Well, that lawsuit appears to still be pending.
It does appear to be. It is still pending because we are going against Ross Easthope and several other defendants that have embezzled money.
Mm-hmm. Because I also have seen a power of attorney from Mr. Vici to you that was dated May 15th of 2019.
It was approved by his attorney, correct? We've settled all of
and
these.
You, and so, Mr. Ugly, what experience do you have in connection with managing a bar?
I don't. Other than I have some significant business experience. I mean, I've done, you think of it, I've doing this, I've probably been involved in it.
Well, I would tell my fellow commissioners, there's a lot of question from documents I've seen at this point in time. You've got Mr. Ugly, who's representing a party adverse to Mr. Vici in the third judicial district. Then you've got Mr. Vici giving a power of attorney to Mr. Ugly that's dated in May 15th of this year. And in addition to that, you've got there's a management agreement that I've seen wherein there is another person who is the managing company, the Button Down operating company, where a Mr. Jorge Bizarro is apparently the majority member in that entity.
That's not absolutely. I don't. Where would you get that information? That's not true.
From the documents I have on Button Down Operating LLC.
He's not even listed on it. He doesn't have any ownership in it. That's absolutely not true.
Well,
let me just step in for a sec, Tom. I don't know whether you're through with all of your questions.
Oh, I'm looking at the letter of intent. Well, go ahead, Mr. Chair. But I was prepared to make a motion to try to help us straighten out this stuff in the next 2 weeks between now and the next meeting.
Okay. The matter before us has to do with the managerial authority of the managers that were the issue in the order to show cause of last commission meeting. And I think at least that narrow issue with respect to the stipulation might have been resolved, and Ruth Ann and Jeff feel that it has. So we could probably take a motion on that, but I would be very interested in seeing what the substance of your motion would be, Tom, with respect to any other issues.
Yeah, motion at this point in time, I think, which would help us along, is we need to do some more work, but I don't want to delay these people anymore. And what I was thinking, my motion would be to lift the suspension until the next commission meeting, and at the next commission meeting to review this again with the additional information that we'll be able to find at this point in time. And then we at least see what they would be operating like for about 2 weeks.
All right. I think that's the substance of what Ruth Ann is suggesting, too, that this matter be placed on the agenda for the next commission meeting for subsequent review, and to make certain that the managers have proper authority through their credentialing process. So having heard the motion before us, that would be to lift the suspension and to put this matter on the next commission meeting to resolve any outstanding issues that might be still of question. Is that sufficient, Tom?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to second that motion. This is Bateman.
All right. There's been a motion and a second to that motion. Are there further discussions of the motion? Hearing none, can I have a voice vote? And I'll just call a name. Commissioner Jacobson?
Yes.
Commissioner DeCarlo?
Yes.
Parrish?
Yes.
Bateman?
Aye.
And Nielsen, aye. Okay, the motion carries. That will be the order of the commission. The suspension has been lifted, and we'll review this matter again in the next commission meeting. Ruth Ann, any other issues that are before us this afternoon?
No, I think that is it.
Sorry,
I don't want to interrupt. This is Dustin Hughes.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. That'll be fine.
I really appreciate you guys, and I appreciate your time, I'm happy to answer any questions or provide any information about any of that. I don't know how you want me, what's the best way to do that. I'm happy to meet with whomever. I'm happy to provide documents, whatever we need to do to get that done so that there aren't questions. I mean, the way to get it so there aren't questions is to put some sunshine on this and let you can see exactly what's going on. So I don't have any concerns about that. I just don't know.
I think that's a good idea. Obviously there's some questions in the mind of at least Commissioner Jacobson with respect to the operating entities here. And I think it would make very good sense for whichever commissioners would be interested to meet with you and Ruth Ann prior to the next commission meeting to see if we can fully understand what it is we're going to be reviewing. Now, would that,
Mr. Chairman, this is Stan. I have some concerns too.
Commissioner Parrish.
Okay, and yes.
Okay.
Commissioner Parrish, Commissioner Jacobson, and
yes.
Anyone else? We would just allow one other commissioner to make sure we don't run into problems. But I would suggest that Ruth Ann convene a meeting, at least with respect to those two commissioners, and maybe anyone else, and any other one commissioner who might be interested. To meet with the representatives and resolve some of these issues, hopefully, before our commission meeting. Can you do that, Ruth Ann?
Absolutely.
Okay. Does that sound okay, Mr. Hughesley?
No, that sounds like exactly what I would. That sounds great to me. That would be exactly what I would like.
Well, let's do that. Hearing no other business, if there's nothing else, I'll adjourn the meeting today with a thank you for those who have attended, either in person or telephonically. If there's nothing else, we'll conclude the meeting, and thank you again.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.